We do want to talk about MLS because we are champions. That's our Atlanta United. And Mike Bell, MLS adopts a new playoff structure for 2019.
Yeah, now I know this was tough, especially for the casual soccer fan who was like, okay, how do the playoffs work? Aggregate score? We have to go on the road? What? No, they're going to go to simple single elimination playoffs. So this year, Carl, for instance, we would have started the playoffs with New York City FC coming to our building. Mm-hmm. The game that literally turned the season around was after we lost the end of the regular season finale. Remember, we go up to New York City and play on that ridiculous pitch. We're so nervous about it. And that was kind of our, we use that phrase, springboard. That was our springboard again to get rolling through the playoffs. So in retrospect, Carl, we would have gone to New York and played, or Jersey, played the Red Bulls in their house for the championship game for the Eastern Conference. Do they roll out that wacky style that they employed here at Mercedes-Benz?
No.
Or would they have come out and pressed us up to yin-yang the way they did when they beat us in New Jersey?
It changes.
It changes the dynamic a little bit.
It does. I also think you should be rewarded for your regular season. We talk about this with college football, right? You need to be rewarded for winning your conference championship. That's why Oklahoma's in. Georgia's not. And I think for the regular season, as good as we were, you need to be rewarded for that. The other part of this, guys, and we're talking about, again, for next season. To me, Mike, this just makes sense. It's simple. It's easy for MLS fans to understand. But the most important thing is this fits the international schedule. And I think this was a big part of the mindset. And Darren Eales came on our show and talked about this, about, you know, we need to tweak the scheduling a little bit because the interference with the international schedule and how things work out. And just looking ahead to Qatar and when the World Cup rolls around, our season, our MLS season will be done. Guys who are participating around the world in this event will be done with their MLS season. I think that's a big part of this as well.
Right. I think we all agreed in our first experience going deep in the playoffs, because remember last year we got knocked out by Columbus in the single elimination round. It's a little confusing. Some people don't like it. Some people are saying this is blowback on United for making the Red Bulls look bad. You know, and the Red Bulls have been everybody's darling. They choke. They don't bring home the bacon. They've won the Supporters' Shield three times and not been able to bring it home. So that's on them. Whatever the motivation is, do you think other teams' owners got involved and said, let's go to single elimination? It does make for an interesting scenario. How would we have handled a road to the playoffs that would have gone one game, single elimination, up at Red Bull Arena?
Yeah.
Other than maybe knowing in advance we could have 30,000 United fans in there.
Well, true.
Because they didn't sell out. They didn't, of course. But they were going to the dynamic, Carlos. We put the hammer down on those guys with those three goals. So the whole strategy which they employed goes out the window. It's an interesting paradox how this would have played out.
Yeah, whatever I think you do best, and we said this, I think the Red Bulls, for example, you know, betrayed their identity, right? Whatever you do best, you better do it. Single elimination changes the entire scope of how you go about these matches. So this is for 2019, single elimination matches following a straight bracket format. And here's the other part of this, guys, expansion, because we've got Cincinnati coming into the league. Right now it's 12 teams. There'll be 14 teams that make the playoffs, obviously with the one seeds getting the bye. But I love this. To me, this is just like common sense.
Well, a couple of texts coming in from the listeners from Christopher Gersel. He also hits Mike Conti up. He says, the league needs to shift away from having an attendance-friendly playoff format to a TV-friendly format, because that's the way it is. It's simple and easy to understand from an audience perspective, easier to sell for TV networks since each game is must-watch. I agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, the aggregate thing, especially when you're trying to grow the soccer game to the casual fan, it's if it takes more than two paragraphs for me to explain it to you, that's a problem.
Here's another aspect of this, and we don't have to deal with this because we're in Mercedes-Benz. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're talking about the new ruling that came down today in regards to MLS playoffs and how it would have maybe changed or affected our run. Either way, we're champions, but I do like this idea of single elimination. Mike, it's better weather. If you got to travel up north, you're playing in October, not November, potentially, in some of these outdoor venues. I think that's a big deal as well. So that helps, you know, and then also the recovery time between the regular season and the postseason. All these things kind of played into this decision-making,
right,
which totally makes sense. And I think it helps us. Guys, think about this. If we have the kind of regular season we had last year, or maybe even better, we're at home, right, for these single elimination games. I mean, for the most part, I think this helps us.
So I think, you know, we want to win the Supporters' Shield. As Darren says, we want the hardware. It didn't matter to the Red Bulls. They had it, and we took it from them. We obviously won the championship. But it's streamlining a process that was a little convoluted. Soccer purists still like the aggregate, the two, the home and home. But again, you're trying to grow a sport which we're used to single elimination playoff games.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, as we said for this year, we struggled trying to explain it to a lot of fans that are trying to get in on the vibe. Here's Craig Valentino. CCV, what you got?
The one thing I'd rather stick with what you have is, because we talk about how Arthur Blank's willing to spend money. You're taking away games now from other teams that wouldn't have had them. Like, for instance, we wouldn't have had the second game here that we had here because we'd have played in New York.
Right.
You have teams that are now that don't spend money. They're going to be missing out on checks when it comes to that. So you want to expand it. owners need to make more so then they can spend more. Well, we have an owner who's willing to spend, but not every team has that. So according, it's definitely going
to
be tough.
And according to MLS, higher-seeded teams historically, they won basically two-thirds of the percentage of the 49 single-game elimination playoff matches in MLS playoff history. So we would have gone home and then on the road in this year's playoffs. Home here, New York would have come to us, and we would have gone to New Jersey.
That's right. And remember, guys, last but not least, and we'll talk more about this as we get ready for the upcoming season. I do. I think this makes sense. I think we keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. I think for most American soccer fans, all right, this was very unorthodox in the way that the playoff system was built. And so now that you have this following, and here's the thing, too. You want more people to get involved? Make it easier. Make it easier for them to understand and work around. And I think, you know, people saw all around the country, our 70,000, 73,000 at Mercedes-Benz. Make it easy, man. Make it easy so we don't have to go, what needs to happen? What else is going to happen?
Because you're right. You know, and the thing is, when we go 3-0, and granted, it worked out for us. I'm glad we had it this way because we were able to sort of shake the boogeyman off that was Red Bulls. They beat us 1-0 in their house. But again, we also blitzkrieged those guys. And they also came out, as we said, Carl, a couple of guys brought this up on Twitter. They played away from their style. That was on their coach. You know, they did something they don't normally do, and we took advantage of it. And the better team won.
One other thing I did want to mention, and again, this gets back to us owning our division, right, owning our Eastern Conference. The number one team in each conference will receive a first-round bye. So you want the rest. You want home field first and foremost, but you want the rest. That's the way you've got to do it. Mike, we're going to be picked to do that anyway, going into this next season. Now, you know, our buddy Alexi Lawless said Toronto's not going anywhere, and they'll be coming at us. But we're going to be picked to be the best team in the Eastern Conference coming off this MLS Cup.
I don't want to brag on our team, well, kind of a little bit, but doesn't it seem like this was changed because of us,
yes,
though? Because
that's how we started, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
So many people that got tuned in. Our game was the game after the World Cup final. People forget about that. When the world stopped watching soccer, they turned to us.
Yeah.
So it's like you had so many people who were new to soccer across the United States just seeing the 70,000. They were like, all right, cool, let's keep following this team. And then when you got to the playoffs, they were like, well, I don't even know what this is all about.
I think there's a red – I agree with you. I think we are part of the equation. There were probably some owners that were pining for this because, look, you can only give the Red Bulls so many chances, okay? They're like the Braves in the 2000s. They just can't win a playoff game.
I will also tell you, though, Mike, and we talk about this because we both, you know, you dabble probably more in it than I do in the international soccer world. But the playoff system with some of the international teams, people, don't make it complicated. Don't get me all caught up in, well, who needs to win and how does this work? And they're out of the league if they lose and what? That's too much.
Because another aspect of it, and it did work for us, but because we kicked butt 3-0 on our Red Bulls, and then remember you and I talked about, we got to watch this match, do or die, Atlantic Station. And then we basically play keep away. We're basically playing like a penalty kill in hockey. And if you were a first-time soccer viewer, it's pretty awful soccer. Now, that was the strategy that was called for. They implemented it, and it worked. But I'm with you, brother. So, hey, go to single elimination. Keep it simple, stupid. You're right.
All right, guys, that's MLS news coming down today. And we're excited simply because we think it's going to benefit our team.